Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil, within our careful reasoning, we search to no avail.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes every week on Sunday in the afternoon to get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget all the other things you can do at our website, including archives and articles and finding out more about our brain trust and a lot of other stuff that's going to be coming down the pike. Mike Mutzel is our guest. He's a member of our brain trust. He founded MX Marketing Management Solutions a while back to help businesses do a better job of training their employees and to do a better job of understanding who the different employees are, the different generations that they have working for them. He focuses a lot of times, most of the time, on this bunch of folks that we often call Generation X. He's the author of They're Not Aloof, Just Generation X. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you so much for having me back.
Hi, Mike. It's good to have you back, as always. What's the news on Generation X?
Well, I think the news of Gen X is they've progressed from the drive-through window into middle management positions.
should we be very afraid of that?
I don't think we should be afraid, but one of the great advantages for your listeners is I think the small businesses are adapting more to what Gen Xers can bring to the dance, maybe than some of the large corporate, more established cultures are.
Mm-hmm.
Just because they're willing to change and willing to take advantage of what they have. That's what makes entrepreneurs great.
But they're wired differently than their parents' generation, aren't they?
Yeah. And
here's a question for you. Are they wired more differently? I mean, is there a dramatic difference, more so, between Gen X and baby boomers, let's say, than there was between baby boomers and the GI generation?
Yeah, I would say absolutely.
I agree with you.
I would say absolutely. And as you know, in the process of the research in the book, you know, I interviewed over 300 Gen X managers, ranging from salaries at $40,000 to $150,000, $200,000. And some of the stuff that came out of there, as we've talked about before, kind of curled my toes. But I think the biggest difference is they're just not dedicated to a corporate career. I'm generalizing now, but not dedicated to a corporate career the way the boomers were. And
they knew virtually nothing about that, even though a lot of boomers actually were caught up in what I call the corporate adoption era. Their parents, our parents certainly were. A lot of boomers were part of that. They probably aren't now adopted, I mean, many of them, but most of them. But they actually may have been adopted, but the Gen Xers, they know virtually nothing about that, do they?
Well, and their emphasis remains on social values. You know, family, you have the largest percentage of stay-at-home dads in the history of research, and a lot of them dedicated towards new religions, new churches. We've talked before, 70% of Habitat for Humanity volunteers are Gen X. So their social value structure is significantly higher than that of the boomers. And, you know, that takes some boomers back. But where you and I probably started with an organization thinking if we performed, we may retire with a proverbial gold watch, you know, Gen Xers really work to live, not live to work. And I think that's the big difference.
Well, I have to say, Mike, I have a number of friends who actually did that, who are my age. But for some reason, I guess I was wired weird or something, because it never occurred to me that I was going to do that. And that's probably the reason I didn't do that. But anyway, what about getting the Gen Xers prepared to take care of customers? Are they ready for that? Are Gen Xers, do they have any kind of special challenges as a generation for taking care of customers?
Yeah, I think one of the primary factors that comes into play is that Gen Xers have this kind of subtle, subconscious lack of trust in corporate America, in businesses, even in small businesses, you know, because of the traditional rhetoric and things that happen in their adolescence, like their parents being laid off from corporations and not seeing the loyalty factor, and the fact that they're so tied into some kind of what Blanchard would call holy grail or mission. You know, they're looking for something to grab onto. And what I found in the work I've been doing recently is that companies that have tied together customer relationship management, quite the buzzword these days, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
Customer relationship management and taking care of people, combined with slightly tweaking, you know, their culture and the way they manage their employees and their managers, are finding a whole new world of success. And it's really not that tough to do, and it's really inexpensive, but it's amazing what the results have been.
Well, how are they doing it?
You know, I just got done working with a major client. You and I were talking off the air. And what we've done is, you know, most all companies have job descriptions or position descriptions, and, you know, they get written and they get tucked in a drawer forever. But in my work with Motorola, what we've done is we've had everybody at every dealership look at their job description and then add a paragraph from the hourly employee, not from management, but how their job directly touches the customer on a daily or a weekly basis and how they can improve the culture in terms of customer relationship management. Because, as you know, dealing with customers is not really about software. It's really not even about discounts. It's about reaching out and saying, I love you and I appreciate the business. And even the receptionist, even the people loading the trucks in the morning before they go out, need to understand how their performance touches the customer deeply.
Well, you've heard what I say. I've said many times before, Mike, customer service is not giving people what they need. It's giving them what they want.
Well, and I laugh, you know, because when I deal with big corporations, they define customer service by some set of metrics or goals, you know. If we get this percentage, we've established great customer service. As you know, customer service depends on each individual customer.
One
Everybody's
at a time.
Expectations are different.
That's right. And that's one of the things that that I like to point out to people when American companies get anxious about China. And, you know, I remind them that China may make what people need, but they don't know what our customers want.
That's a great point.
And that's an advantage that I think we're always going to have, but we got to do something with that. But back to Gen Xers, I tell you what, do something for a moment, because there may actually be people listening who don't know what a Gen Xer is. Tell us who they are.
Yeah, I think the simplest way is if you've got employees or managers that are maybe 23 or 24 through 36 or 38, that's what I would define as the Gen Xers. And, you know, authors place a little bit different definitions on the years. The reason the years are absolutely critical, though, is I think everybody agrees that the size of the generation is 15% smaller than that of the boomers.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that's really critical is, even as recently as last month, the government came out and finally came clean on the fact that there will probably be an 8 to 10 million employee middle management shortfall as early as 2008. We got to take care of them.
And I, yeah, exactly. By 2008, I thought it was even smaller than that 15% you were talking about. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Mike Mitzel. He's the author of They're Not Aloof, Just Generation X. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
See the dog and butterfly.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. We're talking about customer service and the Generation X folks. Those young folks from in their 20s, maybe early 30s. The guy who's the expert on that group of folks is Mike Mitzel, Michael R. Mitzel. And Michael, give us your website, please.
www.unlockthemysteries.com.
All right, and the book's called They're Not Aloof, Just Generation X. Mike, all right, so we're small business owners, and the person knocking on the door is a member of this generation. And is there a conflict between what we want to teach them about customer service as opposed to maybe listening to them and letting them teach us about customer service?
What a great question. You know, I think the traditional management styles that we grew up in were come up with the great ideas and have that information permeate down through the organization. You know, and the fact that Gen Xers change jobs and don't have the trust, what's a far more effective way? And a lot of managers just don't, I think they're afraid to let go. You know, but can you imagine the power of asking your receptionist or whoever answers the phone or who loads the truck or who sweeps the floor or who cleans the lunchroom? Hey, I'm just curious. You know, this is what your job is. Can you give me three ways that you think you touch the customer on a regular basis? And the manager's reaction is, well, they don't deal with customers. When, in fact, this generation is far more astute. And if you give them a little time to think and develop, you know, you'll get answers. And what happens is they're far more active in terms of making sure or ensuring customer service is a culture-wide directive in the organization as opposed to a piece of information that came down on a memo, because people are more likely to do what they say than you say anyway. We all know that.
But, you know, Mike, I don't want to get into trouble here, but I just have to make an observation. I see a lot of Gen Xers out there doing a good job with taking care of customers. But I'm afraid I see more of them. It just seems to me, as I wander around in the marketplace, it seems to me that more of them do not do all that good a job. And it seems to me it's a matter of how the difference in the way they were raised and the way I was raised, for example. You know, when I went to work in the marketplace a long time ago, I treated my customers the way I treated my parents, which was with a great deal of respect and energy. You know, whenever they wanted something, you know, it locked my heels up, and I made sure I got it done. Gen Xers have a lot more laid back attitude about respect, I think. Not that they're disrespectful. I just think that they don't jump when you know, customers, for example, say that they want something. Is any of this make any sense?
No, I think you're making a lot of sense, but let me respond from a slightly different angle. You know, we were kind of raised in the generation of jump and ask how high on the way
That's
up.
That's exactly right.
And I think the issue lies in the fact that the Gen Xer doesn't have that same persona. But if you ask the Gen Xer to define how they can help customer relationship management, how they can provide better customer service, and ask them to put it in writing as part of their actual job description, I think you'll find a tremendous benefit. You see, that area of respect comes down in areas that, might be considered like traditional or traditional rhetoric from their perspective. And if you put the impetus on them to develop the policies and actually have equity or ownership in how they touch the customer, I can tell you we've done this with a lot of organizations, and the results are really, really surprising.
But, Mike, in this era of everything virtually being a commodity and the only difference between what I sell and what you sell being the way we deliver it, taking care of customers, respecting customers, and going the extra mile for customers has never been at a higher premium.
There's no doubt. And let me leave you with one example. I was recently working with a client in Canada, and one of the Gen Xers in service suggested that when somebody came into the service department or to buy parts, he send an email to everybody else in the organization letting them know which customer was in the business. And it was a blanket email that goes to everybody. So if you've got a second at your desk, you can come back and greet that customer or say how much you appreciate the business. Or if you're a salesman and this is a worker from that organization, come in and check on the status. How's the relationship? How's the product operating? Are you getting the service that you're looking for? Tell me a little bit about our relationship. I mean, what a phenomenal idea that cost absolutely zero to implement, and that came from a service clerk at the back door of the business.
Mm-hmm.
And it's powerful.
So what you're saying is that if we're gonna make sure that we're getting the most out of our Gen X employees, they don't take orders, but they do contribute. They're more likely to contribute to the solution than they are to take your orders for how to deal with the solution.
Yeah, and you and I agree on another thing too. You know, this doesn't mean that the inmates run the asylum. You know, they're no longer.
I'm glad to hear you say that again.
I mean, they're not the boss. They don't set the direction. But, you know, I loved reading your newsletter this morning when you talk about stress in the business. If we could count on our employees to develop their own ways to reach out and touch and say, I love you to customers, and they could implement those, doesn't that leave us a little more time to do what we should do? And
then we got to get them to do that.
Going.
What I worry about, Mike, is I'm just seeing almost a customer service wasteland in the marketplace out there. For all generations.
Oh, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. And you know,
we'll have to solve that problem next time. And I would like to do that. Mike, give us your website one more time.
www.unlockthemysteries.com.
Don't forget, folks, Gen Xers are different, but we love them anyway. Thanks, Mike, for being here.
Thanks,
Quick
Jim.
Quick break. Right back with Beverly in Manibal. She's got a couple of Gen Xers herself. Stay with us. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.